Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Alert, Curtis is in the Twitch chat. I love when Curtis gets in the Twitch chat. Wow. I love it. I'm watching the car crash currently right now.
Is it Chinese mustard in there?
Yes, it is. It's Chinese mustard.
Ooh, it's hot.
Curtis is too soft to come in here. Leave that weak sauce out. I come in here every day anonymously and I yell at you, but you don't have balls.
Kind of inappropriate for Curtis to do a Twitch voice and make fun of the people who are watching the show on Twitch.
I can't believe someone has the audacity to share a belief that differs from me. Meanwhile, I'll just rip Courtney and Curtis all day. I do nothing but make fun of others. It's quite enlightening.
You can watch this show on Twitch.
It would suck to be an incel.
You can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American straight bourbon whiskey. This is Rob from Hingham. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
I'd like to offer my opinion on what Brady is going to do when he retires.
Okay.
I think that the Crafts will welcome him with respect to some equity in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do the math, it'll be a fortune. I would think that he would get 5-10%, and you're talking about 200 to 400 million. Secondly, Brady will be presented with a ridiculous amount of offers from venture capital firms and private equity firms, not to get into detail.
Yeah.
That'll be worth a fortune. And just a sidebar, Bono, we all know who he is.
Yeah.
He's a partner in Elevation Partners. On Amazon, he made $3 million. Pardon me, let's try it again. $300 million.
$300 million.
So I think Brady's gonna do those two things. Part owner, and financial stuff.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Brady doesn't wanna be like Larry Fitzgerald owns a piece of the Phoenix Suns. But you would never know it because Brady doesn't have a voice. Brady, if I see him as an owner,
doesn't have a voice.
If I see him as an owner, I see him as a Michael Jordan type
of
owner.
That's what was going to happen in Miami. That's what he wanted to do. That's what I'm saying the Kraft should do here.
But I don't think the Kraft, Michael Jordan owns 90% of the
He's not going to own 90%.
But
he's
going
to own a fraction of the franchise and be in charge of whatever the day-to-day stuff he wants to be in charge of.
Right, so when you say a fraction, What does that mean? Like, I think Brady wants to be more along
Greg,
the line.
How much do you own? The Crafts gave you what percent?
I mean, he's going to own, the guy's right, he's going to own 5%. I mean, what's the current value of the New England Patriots?
$4 billion, $5 billion.
I think the difference here, what Wiggy's trying to say, is that Stephen Ross doesn't care if Brady wants to make it known that he's an owner and give his opinion over and over again. Stephen Ross, I think, and Wiggy thinks, I believe, is much different than Robert Kraft.
Yeah. I don't think Jonathan Kraft is going to be like, all right, Brady, you have just as much say as we do when it comes to decisions on the football team. Like, I don't think he's going to give that that type of leverage up. If, yeah, he might own 5%, but you know, there are plenty of people who own 5% of a sports team.
He should, though. He should give it up.
But that's
nobody is going to give Tom Brady 51% of an NFL team. I mean, he's not going to be in the position to buy it either.
But he might be in a position with investors to buy it where he becomes the person who's in control of that team.
You mean like the GM? You mean like the, like an Elway type deal?
I mean, maybe like an Elway type deal. What, you think Brady just wants to sit there and go to different luxury boxes and shake hands and take pictures?
That's not what I'm saying.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that he will be, the Patriots should give, Elway had the option of having a 10% stake in the Broncos or $38 million. Like a total buffoon, he took the $38 million. He lost out on like $120 million when they sold the team. Tom Brady should get at least a 10% stake in the Patriots and then do what Elway did, which is
run the team. Right. Do you think Jonathan's going to say?
Yes.
All right. Well, if you believe
right now he has Belichick doing that, why wouldn't you want Brady to do it?
And he should. I think the financial upside of having Brady involved in any capacity outweighs any type of negative of letting somebody in that doesn't have the last name Kraft.
So then this discussion is all based on this Athletic article, which is suggesting that it is now very possible.
Plausible.
Plausible that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick reunite here next season.
If this season ends with the Patriots going 8-9, missing the playoffs, Mac Jones is mediocre down the stretch, and you're now four seasons removed from a playoff win. Robert Kraft preseason said he expects the team to improve, questioned the way in which Bill developed his staff, but said that Bill, quote, earned the right to do it his way. This season ends the way I just described. Bill kind of needs a life raft, and the organization needs to bring someone back in where the fan base is energized about it, and I think Brady does that. And Brady and Bill realize that they need each other. They end things on a high note, and they go after it one final year with $100 million in cap space to do what they need.
So Bill has to forego Mac or any other quarterback as being the future.
For a couple years.
And sacrifice that for a year or two in order to have Tom Brady here. Does that get him closer to does that screw up the Shula thing? Or
no, I think the Shula, because I think Bill realizes that Tom wants to play more than a year. But if he's like, all right, Tom, we're going to go year to year, I think Tom is now in the position of, he don't mind doing the year-to-year thing, but he's going to let teams know that, you know, I'm not just here for 1 year. I want to play multiple years.
He wants the out just as much as a team wants the out at this point, right. I think. He doesn't want to be stuck in a situation where he hates it and has no out.
Right.
But if now, 774 texter says, legit one of the stupidest conversations I've ever heard. They're not going to give Tom Brady anything.
Poll question. The Greg Hill Show. Do you want the Patriots to sign Brady this offseason? 100 votes, and we just started it. 58% say yes. So.
What do you mean they're not going to give him anything? Like, you know, the ownership part of it? Is that what they're talking about?
I don't know what he or she is talking
about.
Well,
even if...
I mean, Tom Brady, they have $100 million available, right, Curtis, cap space next season?
Yeah, and you can make cap space like you read about.
Yeah, that's the money part I don't think is the big thing for Brady moving forward. I think it is more of like maybe having a piece of it in ownership one day. But I think eventually... it's going to be more than him just being a John Elway, where eventually he's going to want to get to the position where he can purchase his own team.
And Greg, don't you think right now, in a quiet moment, Bill Belichick wishes he had a guy that had 14 touchdowns and 2 picks, and simultaneously, don't you think Tom Brady wishes he had a coach that would call timeout and would have a more, you know, just better organized and prepared team?
Yeah.
So because I think the two of them have come to realize that they're better together. And yes, Tom won a Super Bowl down there, but he's finding out it's not as easy as, you know, did he get lucky that, you know, that first year down there? I don't know, whatever. I think the two of them should realize that they are both the best to ever do it together.
Well, I think...
And why not do it again?
And you know what's wild? The phones are just loaded with people talking about something that is so stupid to be talking about. Idiots.
I think Brady...
It's like, I know what I'm doing.
I think Brady sees that it's a lot more difficult from the coaching element to keep a consistent winning team year in and year out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what he's starting to see with it. And does he want to run the risk of like, oh, now I got to go play for a potentially
the Niners?
This would be his fourth coach in what? 3 years?
Yeah. And I bet he doesn't want to be a D-bag to all of his teammates. When he was yelling at his O-line on the sidelines, we were all saying, like, oh, look, he looks like such a loser there. He doesn't have a coach that's going to do it, so he's like, now yeah. I have to be the coach, too, for all these people?
Yeah. This is John. Hello, John.
Oh, I think you guys are smoking way too much weed. There is absolutely zero probability of that happening. And the reason is just really simple. Tom Brady could say, I'm going to play for $1 million, and Bill Belichick is not going to allow that. If Tom Brady goes to the Patriots and the Patriots win a Super Bowl, all that does is decreases Bill Belichick's legacy. It decreases his legacy, and now the world is all talking about the only way that Bill Belichick can win is if he has Tom Brady, and that's just not going to happen. And one last point before I go. Wiggy, you don't listen. On Tom Brady's Man in the Mirror, or whatever that 10-part show he was, Tom Brady said on that show, and I quote, it's more important to me at this stage in my career to play at a championship level than wins and than getting wins and losses. It is not about wins and losses
anymore.
That's
what I said, John. That's what
no,
I said.
You didn't.
No, John. Yeah. John, that's
Curtis
what I said.
Curtis said the opposite.
Curtis said the opposite. I said the biggest thing on Brady's list is winning a championship. That's it. That's all he wants to play for. That's it. He wants to play for a team that puts him in the best situation.
And do you think he thinks Bill gives him the best opportunity to do that?
See, I think that's kind of like a – it's a good question.
Yes. And quickly, Greg.
It's a good question, but it's a loaded question.
The answer to that question, the caller just made the point about this would ruin Bill because it shows you need Tom to win it all. So you're saying if the options are for Bill, I bring Brady back, take a hit out of my ego, but I win my 7th Super Bowl and beat Shula quickly, or I stick to my guns and Mac, never make another Super Bowl, but I prove a point that what does he prove there?
Right.
So, I mean, you're not acting – you don't have great options here if you're talking about Bill's ego because Brady left and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That argument's already over.
All right. Interesting. Read The Athletic, and you'll see how the case can be made that Tom Brady and Bill would reunite. And here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by United Construction and Forestry. The Patriots and linebacker Jelani Tavai agreed to 2 years, $4.4 million in a contract extension. And it's been announced that around 10 Deshaun Watson accusers will be at the Browns-Texans game at NRG Stadium. I looked it up. It is, in fact, Tony Busby, who got a suite that will host these 10 accusers.
And what is the point of that? From the point of view, from the POV of Tony Busby.
He said that it is, Deshaun, you think that you put us in your rear view mirror. No, we are still here. That is what he said.
Okay, and they're going to accomplish that by going to watch him play in an NFL game?
Right. My guess is that they will all be in some type of matching shirt. The camera will be going to them pretty consistently throughout the game. I think this is going to be a very big deal come Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think that the NFL broadcast is going to spend 2 seconds talking about it.
Yeah,
yeah, no. The NFL wants to ignore this.
And then everybody's going on social media going to be asked why they're ignoring it.
Yeah, but I don't think they're even going to pan the camera to Busby's box.
Well, we'll wait and see. And when it comes to injury news, Von Miller is feeling like he can play through that knee injury. Not this week, but he is expected to be back come the Jets next week.
No, that's good.
And Aaron Rodgers, he was questionable, but he said on the Pat McAfee show that he plans to play this weekend against the Bears.
Kid Jordan Love didn't look bad, though, against the Eagles on whatever the hell Sunday night when he got in there to play.
Nope.
Didn't look bad at all.
Didn't Rodgers say that he's taking a trip Saturday to the grassy knoll to figure out about the third gunman?
I think so.
And then he may be able to play on Sunday?
Yeah.
He said the grassy knoll never happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait till you get his thoughts on the Challenger.
And quickly, the Bruins, they beat the Lightning 3-1 last night. They're now off till Saturday. They're on a crazy win streak at home, 13-0 at home. The Celtics, they take the court tonight, welcoming the Heat to the TD Garden. Tip at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable. Hit your projects out of the park with United Construction and Forestry's all-star lineup of John Deere compact equipment, from track loaders to mini excavators and skid steers. Own yours at UnitedCF.com or stop by your local United store. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Oh, thank you. It's very gloomy in the Twitch chat, but it's sunny outside. 47 degrees in the beautiful city of Boston.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hard to believe, but only two listener events left in this year. Am I correct about that? So Jingle All the Way 5K, 1 week from Saturday. By the way, we're getting close to 1,000 runners.
Oof.
Who are going to be dressed in their Christmas garb and run their way through or walk their way through the streets of Portsmouth. I hope you will join all of us 1 week from Saturday at the Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth for the annual Jingle All the Way 5K. And then we have a snowball concert afterwards with Ripe. So that's next Saturday. And then the final show of the year with all of us together is the annual Toys for Tots live broadcast at Bach Exotics on the Auto Mile. And then that'll be it on listener events for this year. Should we do emergency top five big board when it comes to greatest listener events of the year? Ooh. By chance? Should we do that quick?
Emergency Top 5 is brought to you by Find Mass Money. Visit findmassmoney.com and see if there's money waiting for you. Number 5.
I think I know what my number 1 is. Anybody have? Do you have?
I have a number 5.
Yeah, I have a number. Well, we start at 501 here.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, just throw them out there. We're going to assemble the list together.
Not very organized.
I love the marathon party. I think that the marathon party after our broadcast is so much fun. Huh. And you meet so many people and people stop by. It's so fun.
It's a dark horse. I didn't even
marathon was that was high on my list.
My number 1, if I may just jump to the beginning,
yes,
is Whalers at the our first big road show event in Rhode Island.
Really?
That was, what an unbelievable morning. Providence always, you know, I didn't realize how big it was in Providence, and the people there couldn't have been nicer. And it really sort of gets a quick little cherry on top from the dinner at Matunic Oyster Bar the night before.
And Rhode Island made my list as well.
Same. It did?
Afterwards, because there was a nice bar that we went to that nobody showed up to. We were like, oh yeah, I'm going to come hang out. And then you guys, for whatever reason, couldn't
what
figure
out. Was that the Ocean Deck or whatever?
Yeah, so it was right on the water. And yes. I remember it because it was the night of the draft.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it was good times, and I hung out with a lot of fish. Shine
was
supposed,
on mine,
no,
too.
No, Amy was supposed to show up.
Was Bar Pizza Tour... Bar Pizza Bus, was that this year or was that last year?
That was before me. So.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah.
Number one on the list, hands down, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, come on.
Beachcomber.
No.
Oh.
I have Beachcomber. Maybe no. At number one.
Oh, yeah.
Veterans Day lunch?
Nope.
That's on mine, too.
Look at the Irishman when we went to Dublin.
Oh, you're so right, Wiggy.
Man, how do you not know Dublin?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You are so right.
What an a-hole to bring that up.
Now, yeah. Listen, it was the whole... time was spectacular. Not at every night was sauced up till you bossed up.
Yeah, it was. That was so much fun.
The spa was amazing.
Opening day. What about opening?
We know you love the spa.
Opening day at Fenway Johnny's. Not cool. not on anybody's list.
Yeah,
I had a blast.
How are you missing?
Beachcomber's number two on
no,
my list.
No, how are you missing the second greatest event that we do every single year, and we always do it. Unbelievable turnout. Partying all night long is Old Orchard Beach.
Yeah.
The cornhole.
Oh, the cornhole.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are slipping here.
Well, I mean,
I loved Old Orchard Beach. That was awesome. I even went to the wrong Brunswick and I still enjoyed it.
Spectacular.
I also really liked the Jake Owen event.
Jake Owen was really fun.
And the party beforehand was really fun.
It was great.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah, I know. Shime, you flex timed that, I think.
I didn't flex that.
Music drives us, the Ernie Bach event. Anytime we do an event at Ernie Bach's place.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we had a lot of good ones this year.
A lot of good ones this year, and only two left. And then we got to start planning the road shows for next year.
I have an idea for the road shows.
I am working hard. I don't like to say things that don't come true.
Right.
I'm working hard on an interstate road show to start everything off. Yes, what?
I think that we should go around the room and we pick our two favorite from last year. We repeat those two, but then we pick other places so that we're not in the same towns over and over again.
I don't like the repeating, though, because how are we supposed to find out about other locations?
Because then it makes people turn out for every time we do it because they want to be the best to return.
Right, but now we're possibly missing out on opportunities of other places that could be great.
But that's what I'm saying. So the rest of the shows go elsewhere.
No.
While we're finding that out, can I tell you, Greg, my favorite moment on the show the past year?
Yes.
It was when my Jan interview got replaced by Haim.
Yeah, we missed out on that one.
What about the Numbnuts Invitational? Another great event. Granite Links.
That was a great night. I loved that spread post-game. That was unbelievable. The hummus up there at the bar at Granite Links.
That was a good one. We should probably do that again.
Yeah.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, that's when Jackson showed up all mad that I didn't reply to a text in the middle of the Jimmy Fund radio telethon.
Well, see, that's going
to
be...
By the way, did I not agree to buy... I agreed to buy one round of drinks for everyone on air.
Mm-hmm.
I got my bill, and everybody charged their entire... like, their whole drinks on the course, and afterwards, everybody charged it to my number. I don't know how anybody knows my number, but I got the full bill for the entire thing, which I don't think is fair.
Yeah. Should have Venmo'd us.
We'll try and get you a raise, Greg.
I did a spit take.
Right.
I was having a cup of coffee looking at my bill, and I did a spit take, Curtis.
And then you had a tear run down your eye. But I think it's going to be interesting, though, for next year with the road show is because, Courtney, you bring up, do we go back? I'm more of like, I like new locations. Mm-hmm. Let's see what's new. But obviously, it's going to come down to what Greg wants to do, his final decision there. Because I think we definitely got to do a Hampton Beach show.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. That could be the New Hampshire one. Could be because that's your favorite beach.
And I know you guys love the Beachcomber, but there has to be other places.
No, Beachcomber, we have to
we
go
We have
back.
To do Beachcomber
There has
again.
To be other places in the Cape that we could be missing out on.
I've been across the country. I have not seen a nicer spot than Beachcomber.
We also have to do Connecticut. We got a lot of people from Connecticut last year saying, please come to Connecticut.
I don't know how you could do the road shows again and not do the Beachcomber.
You have to.
The crowd was extraordinary.
It was standing room
from
only.
Jump at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
The crowd was good. I felt like the pre, because we always have the pre-show, road show event.
Yeah.
Out there was kind of like, eh.
Didn't you show up late?
Because it was like
after
was,
we ate dinner, he shows up. Yeah, like, where's the party?
It was a great dinner. Yeah, it was a more of a chill dinner. Where'd we go?
It was a place in Chatham that was excellent, and your great friend from what the hell is his name?
BJ
Harvey was awesome.
And we ended up going to the other place in the Cape, the one with all the license plates. In the bar, which is pretty
Squire.
Good.
Yeah, so that was... Yeah, say a,
I know.
Don't let a negative word about
no, that,
Squire
that was
they
cool
gave
come
us
off
all
your
these...
lips. The Squire part was cool. The leading up to it, because when I looked at the Rhode Island one, the deck on the water, whatever
the
beach that was, the bar we went to afterwards was spectacular.
Hula hands.
See, because Curtis and I are different.
Nantucket.
I know, Wiggy. We are very different. I don't go out. You do.
Yeah, I like.
Cisco Brewery, Nantucket.
Oh, Nantucket. Yeah, people can't really get over there, though. We'd have to involve the ferries.
All of your friends would go.
Is it the purpose of Nantucket that people can't get there?
Right.
That'd be
so you're
so
saying
fun.
We should do one on Nantucket?
We should do one at Cisco.
I've never been
to
Nantucket.
We should do a Twitch one where people have to go outside.
Curtis, yeah, are they coming at you today on Twitch?
Oh, no, I'm just having fun.
Yeah, I've never been in Nantucket, right. But it's all about Ken making sure we get good hotel rooms.
Let's check in quick, if we can, with Remote Courtney and see where Remote Courtney would like to do a road show.
Lulenburg.
Oh, yeah. What about Lulenburg?
I'd be down.
Oh, I'll tell you, a great place where we should go is Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh,
yeah, but it has to be
I did
where,
not see you saying that.
That would
I've been
be
there
fun.
One time. It was pretty cool when you go on the pontoons and then you go, what do they call the, where you're in the water, but you're like you're standing
jet ski.
But it's shallow. The show's not on in the lakes.
No, it's a bar or something.
The show's not
it's
on
sandbar.
In the
sandbar.
The show is not broadcast in the lakes region anymore.
Oh, okay.
It used to be. It has to be somewhere where listeners
I did not
can
know
come.
That.
That's a concept. Of
why
the
are we
thing.
Not broadcasting out there? What's going on, man?
Yeah.
I did not
all
know
right.
that.
Curtis, these national reports that are floating around about the Yankees having interest in Bogarts, do you should they lose Judge? Do you give any credibility here? I think it's Buster Olney who
Buster
led
is reporting that, and I would say Buster is not a bomb tosser. He isn't some Jim Bowden type that just throws stuff and sees what sticks. This is what he had to say about that. If we have it.
On the other hand, I think another guy who potentially fits for them is Xander Bogaerts, because he's proven in a big market. He has a guy who's a terrific professional hitter. He could hold down the position for 1 year. He could then move to another spot as Volpe, as Peraza graduate into the major leagues at shortstop. And, he has checked every box for what they've been veering toward the last few years. More contact, guy who can put the ball in play, terrific leadership, great clubhouse guy. I think the versatility of Bogaerts and Turner make them more attractive for the Yankees. And I think that, Bogaerts, because he's going to be less expensive than Turner, it wouldn't shock me. If they don't sign Judge, I think he becomes their number one target.
Hmm. Is that what Bradfoe?
Yes, great podcast.
Phone quality, excellent on that.
The landline.
Could you imagine if Judge goes to the Giants, the Yankees get Bogaerts, and the Red Sox are sitting there with neither?
Unfortunately, I can't imagine.
Well, Bogaerts is not coming back. I mean, are you still holding out hope on that one?
Yeah.
And I think that you the are? Yankees would be dumb not to look at him.
Well, it didn't make sense because, you said that was Buster Olney? He said the Yankees would only want him there for 1 year. Wasn't one of the issues why he didn't want to move from shortstop? So now he's willing to go to New York and only play shortstop for 1 year?
I feel like the Yankees are probably just driving the Red Sox number up, if the Red Sox are even still in it. Are the Red Sox?
No. Do you believe they are?
I don't think he's hearing that from the Yankees. I think that's just Buster Olney saying this is what would make sense to him.
Well, maybe, but the Red Sox are not in on Bogaerts. Do you still believe that?
No.
Why? Because they didn't get it done during
the season. Because if they really want him, they would have already been done.
And they got to start focusing on the people that want their deals done by next season, by the start of next season. There are people saying spring training, and that's it.
If you're looking
at Devers.
Yeah.
If you look at the Red Sox, I almost feel like and there hasn't been any rumors about it, but don't they have to be in the Judge market because I think we're kind of all at the point now where Bogaerts is gone and you're going to.
Well, why hasn't he been here? Would he sneak in under the cover of Dark? I mean, he's been to everywhere. He's been traveling around visiting teams.
Unless they met him somewhere else.
Where else did he go? The only place we knew that
San Fran. Right.
Is San Fran.
Do they have like a Thanksgiving meeting with him?
Well, aren't there the baseball Epstein winter meetings going on pretty soon?
But does he really have
Larry Lucchino? They had dinner at Larry Lucchino's over Thanksgiving with Aaron Judge. I mean,
does he have to go somewhere? He's only been to San Francisco. I mean, where's he gotta go? Like, it's a baseball park. And what does he have to come to Boston for?
When did it become the norm for the Red Sox to sit out free agency with big names?
It's not. It's never been the norm.
Why are we accepting it? Like, I look at this offseason and I see a team that was awful last year and they have significant holes that they need to fix. And it's like the best players are on the market. I saw Lou had a great rant yesterday. Jose Abreu, everybody says after the fact the Red Sox were in on him, that was their top priority.
Well, but he said he wanted to be here. He listed the Red Sox as one of the top teams where he wanted to go.
And it's like, nope, he didn't come. $20 million a year. I mean, it's just money.
Did they not offer him that, I wonder?
If he said he wanted to come here and he signed for $20 million, my guess is he didn't get that here.
Right, so now that we've seen, because they talked about it with Schwarber last year, is maybe they don't value the number that guy wants. And I'm with you, Curtis. The Red Sox are always, and at least there's always whispers about, like, you know, the superstars potentially coming to Boston or Boston being on the list. And that's, you at least want the Red Sox, even if they leak it out, because doesn't it give you hope as a fan?
But now there's just whispers on everything and nothing happens. So there is no hope, because now I just feel like you're trying to pull a bag over my head and pretend like you're doing something.
Well, that's because Heim Bloom has the dinosaur arms.
Are you sure Heim didn't put his drinks on your tab at Great Lakes?
You're saying his arms are too short?
Yeah,
his
I call those alligator arms. Dinosaurs sometimes have bigger ones, longer ones.
I mean, should I Venmo everybody who was there? I mean, is it inappropriate for me to do that? Like, Rob that's on a golf course?
Yeah, it's too late now.
Huh? What do you mean it's not
too
late?
Yeah, 24
hours. I just
got
the bill.
No. You just got it?
Yeah, I just got the bill. Oh. End of the season bill.
Yeah, it's too late. You should have been on that from jump.
I'm sure Ken has a big expense that you could throw it on.
As soon as everybody got there, hey, just by the way, I'm going to be Venmoing everybody if you
well,
could throw
I
50
said to
bucks
everybody,
on.
I said, listen, round on me. You know, you're the listeners. And then they proceed to, during the entire 18 holes, to charging up drinks every time the cart person came around. It doesn't seem appropriate.
And well, I was going to say, usually if you invite somebody to an event, you cover the tab. But at the same time, I've been to plenty of golf tournaments that, you know, I have to pay my own way if I want a beer.
Well, I mean, it's...
But isn't a round... See, here's where I think you got lost in translation. I'm not the golfer, but doesn't a round mean the number of holes that you play one time through?
Yes.
So
18
if
holes.
So if they're ordering drinks...
No, but I said a round of drinks, meaning buy yourselves, you know, order yourself a drink.
Well, no, see, but in their mind...
Some of these people, they were ordering Dom Perignon on the golf course.
Oh.
Well, in their mind, you said a round, so it means the 9 holes that they played, that's a round.
Your mistake, you should have told Granite Links, hey, I'll take the first round of drinks. Mm. They've got to pay their way the rest of the time.
So you weren't...
Because you supplied the food. The food was delicious that night.
Because I feel like as somebody who's golfed, if the 9 holes are part of that round, then at every hole you might be getting a drink. Mm-hmm. That's on the guy paying for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm really just amazed that you were still able to afford an Airbnb in Nantucket for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And that Jeep.
Yeah. I may not be able. I may not be able to, thanks to this bill.
I hope Kobe doesn't go hungry.
I love how everybody, you know what I love? This is what I love. Everybody crapping on you about your vehicle. But you got two people driving a Range Rover and an Audi.
I know. They're like, oh,
you see how quiet they got?
Well, I don't have a Jeep just sitting around that I can drive whatever I want.
That one guy going, he's driving a Jeep, he's driving an Audi. And the girl going, ooh, that Jeep, she's driving a Range Rover.
Oh, I wish I had a Jeep.
I'm literally sitting in the
Sean's
office.
Sean's the only one who should be talking.
I'm literally sitting in the office, and Greg and I are talking, and he's like, Oh, I was with Brees last night because he was telling me father-son thing, awesome time helping Brees negotiate a car. And he's like, oh, I bought one too. It well, just keeps, yeah. keeps going. The next thing, picture
they're,
over.
They're beautiful vehicles.
He posted Jeeps, it on beautiful. His Instagram story. That's why it is a joke because he got a deal well, clearly.
Sounds
if
like,
you're tagging like so-and-so automotives.
You tell me, Courtney.
You going to take the top off that puppy you, in the summer, Greg?
Yes, of course I am. Greg. I'm going to take that top off and my top off.
Oh, God.
Greg, as somebody who's owned multiple vehicles, which you have, you tell me what's more expensive, a Range Rover or a Jeep?
A.
There you go.
One.
That's
one
right.
A. False.
One A. One A.
A Range Rover.
I don't have a Range Rover, and also Greg's Jeep.
You don't
I
have
think.
A Range Rover?
No,
what's
I don't.
It? What do you got?
I've got a Land Rover. Well,
all right. We got to take a quick break.
Question.
I wouldn't have argued that point.
Oh, okay.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, semantics. Gresham Keefe. Gresham Keefe are coming up at 10. Andy Hart will join them. At what time is Andy on? 12:30
oh, or so
guy. Time, I think.
Somewhere around there, I believe.
Football guy.
He's my listen, he's been on it from Jump Street.
He has been.
He was on the Zappy Control the Huddle better than Mac way back when, and everybody criticized him.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to worry about that when Tom Brady comes back.
No.
We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tomorrow, Bruins Thursday on this show. Mike Milbury at 8:20 and a pair of Bruins tickets to give away. And you can win those at 9. It's I think today is a Celtics Wednesday because I believe that Scal will be on this afternoon with Mego and Christian and Lou. And I think that's at 4. Is that
4 o'clock? And it's a big day, a huge day. Happy birthday to Mrs. Wiggins.
That's
happy
it.
Birthday.
She turned 25 today.
Oh, she's the best. Oh.
The sweetest woman around in
appreciate
the Saints.
It.
You know what she's getting? We learned this yesterday.
Okay.
No, she's getting cash.
Oh, good.
Wiggy doesn't bother to buy anybody gifts.
He no, just I do them. Give cash.
I was going to say, it's her birthday.
She's getting more than that, though.
You're going to give
her...
You're gonna.
No, I mean, she's getting.
Yeah,
a you know.
That's nice.
All right, did you go and buy her presents?
Oh yeah, I got a big present.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, you mean on the way home? Huh? On the way home today? That's
I
when
got
you
got her present.
Dinner plans? Are you
her
taking
birthday's,
her out?
She gets a birthday every day. Oh, man, we always.
Yeah.
We always
yeah, eat lasagna every day.
No. I always ask her what does she feel like doing, and then we go out to dinner.
Nice.
You know.
Happy birthday!
I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Wiggins. We haven't seen her in a while.
Oh, she's busy. Busy woman.
She is?
Boss lady's busy.
Okay.
Maybe get her some edible panties. I always like those.
Okay.
Is that transition weight loss approved?
Yes, they are. Okay. Zero right. calories.
What kind of sauce do you put on those?
No sauce.
Polynesian.
Okay. No sauce. Sugar-free ones.
You put Chinese mustard on the edible panties or no?
That's too spicy. That's a Jack Edwards thing.
Those all always right. worry me because don't they? They're kind of like what were those old necklaces you used to wear when you were younger?
Necco?
Oh,
the candy necklaces.
Yeah.
It's like you have to nibble those off. That seems dangerous.
I love, though, when this whole conversation began, Wiggy's like, I've got a president. We're like, oh, no. And he's like, no, cash. And then within 90 seconds, we were knee-deep in edible panties.
Well, maybe, listen, maybe you should get some from Sandro, or you should get some for Jess. And I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
Okay. I've already had a pretty big life-changing moment recently.
Yeah. Just no teeth. Slow.
Every birthday gets better.
Also tomorrow.
I heard that, Courtney.
Also tomorrow, it's the first day of the 12 days of Twitchmas. So 8:45 is when you want to listen and watch tomorrow on Twitch. And are we going to do our other holiday-themed Twitch thing tomorrow? Are we going to start tomorrow? Curtis, you know what I'm talking about.
The thing that we're going to decorate in the room?
Well, I have it here.
Oh, yes.
I'm so excited.
I think tomorrow we'll start with what we are calling the Dale Elf on the Shelf. Is that what we're calling that as a tribute?
Dale here.
Oh.
All right. So how does that work? You have to figure out where it is in the room. Is that how?
I will be hiding it every morning.
No, you don't hide it. The elf moves.
Well, yes, of
it
course.
Moves itself.
I will
every
be
night.
Helping.
Oh yeah.
I will
don't,
be,
yeah. Don't say yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it moves.
I'm not ready
night.
To be a mom.
Jeez. Yeah. You're not ready to be a mom.
Yeah. Every night the elf tries to go to a different location.
Right.
All right.
I would just with the Dale elf, I would check the internet histories on all those computers at night.
Oh, Curtis.
All right. There he is.
Dale here.
Dale Elf on the Shelf, yeah. And we'll help the elf.
Yes.
That's how that works.
Be careful, though. That thing might make its way to Patrice Bergeron's house.
Oh, Dale, I love you.
Yeah. A-plus, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Dale here.
What is this elf doing outside of Montgomery's new apartment?
Any chance that elf makes it into the Bruins locker room?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I've always found the elf on the shelf to be creepy. Is that just
no.
me? Or is
yeah,
it
that's
not?
Just you.
Is no. it just me?
Yeah, it's magic.
It's magic?
Yeah.
Kids
magic.
Love
okay.
it.
Okay, all right, it's magic. All right.
It's always watching the kids.
Yep.
Courtney, by the way, as a parent, she's going to last 2 weeks before she tells her kids things that she shouldn't tell her kids. Romans really
feel like
that.
It's time to sit you down.
Thank God the kids are at school right now.
I know,
why
sorry.
Are you telling me about birds and bees? I'm three.
All right, we got to go. Great show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on Twitch. Gresh and Keith are next, and we will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Good time we had.
I'll be honest with you, I'm exhausted. I want to go home, put the feet up, drink a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.